Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and I am flying solo today to do a quick little Bachelor news breakdown. I've had interviews the last couple weeks, so I haven't talked about what is going on in Bachelor Nation in a minute. I also want to note there will not be a new episode of Here for the Right Reasons next week, as I am going to be out of the country. If you haven't listened to my recent interviews with Carly and Ben Higgins, and of course, Zach and Katie at the end of the season, I highly recommend going back. Also had a great chat with Susanna from Bachelor Data, who broke down a lot of the comparisons between Love is Blind and The Bachelor and the future of the franchise in a sense of Instagram and TikTok. So go listen to those if you haven't yet. In the meantime, breaking, not so breaking news, Peter Weber and Kelly Flanagan are donezo again. So obviously, Peter was our season 24 Bachelor. He didn't end up with Hannah Ann or Madison, but he reconnected with Kelly a few months, weeks, give or take, after his finale aired. They started dating. They broke up in like New Year's Eve time from going from 2020 to 2021. Then they got back together. Then they broke up again that February of 2021. Then they stayed apart for a while. We're back on by summer of 2022, seemingly going pretty strong in the fall of 2022. That was the last time I saw Peter and Kelly myself in person at an event in November. They were pretty in sync with each other. His family was there. They were seemingly planning for the future. They told me it was different this time, both on and off record, and just chats with them and in my interview with them. It was at the Point Sky Award. And I don't know. I thought they were pretty solid. And then earlier this year, they decided to pull the plug again. The way this news kind of trickled out was interesting because I think I and a lot of other people had heard some rumblings that Peter and Kelly were done, but it was kind of hard to confirm. And then he was at an event in Canada where someone was recording him and asked him about, it was an event for like eyebrows and cosmetics and makeup. So they were asking him about like maintenance and manscaping and stuff and what kind of eyebrows he likes in a woman. And he noted something about a future wife and how he hasn't found her yet. So the person speaking to him was like, oh, he's single, and he didn't deny it. So then people were like, okay, I guess that's the confirmation that Peter and Kelly broke up. I have since independently confirmed that they have broken up. And a source has told me that he is on Bumble. So Peter has moved on and Peter and Kelly are donezo. I kind of think they're done for good this time. It feels like breaking up several times on and off in the public eye in this Bachelor world and not making a big deal about it this time feels like it's really done. In the past, we've seen some shady comments. We've gotten a little bit more source reporting from both sides. And here it kind of feels like both Peter and Kelly and maybe their inner circle are keeping quiet and they are just done for now. Wouldn't it be the craziest thing to see them spotted out together, usually in Chicago? So we'll see. We know Peter is a pilot. He's flying around. But for now, Peter and Kelly are donezo. Tayshia and Joe, grocery store Joe, no longer on the Clickbait podcast together, but are filming a new show. Amazon Freebie has greenlit The Goat, which is a reality competition series to feature Tayshia, Lauren Speed Hamilton from Love is Blind, Joey from The Circle / Perfect Match, Grocery Store Joe, Kristen Doty from Vanderpump Rules. Well, she's going to be the star. Reza from Shaws of Sunset, CJ from FBoy Island, Wendell from Survivor, Tech Holmes from The Real World and The Challenge. I don't know him. Justin Johnson / Alyssa Edwards from RuPaul's Drag Race, Paula from 90 Day Fiance, Devon from Big Brother and The Challenge, Jason Smith from the Holiday Baking Competition, and oh my God, Jill Zarin from The Real Housewives of New York City. All of these people kind of make sense. And then you throw in Jill. That's kind of hilarious if you don't watch The Real Housewives of New York City or didn't in the past. She's a little bit of an outlier in the age bracket, but also just in, I feel like the kind, these are all, I guess Vanderpump and The Bachelor and like Shaw's are just shows about people's lives, but the rest are a lot of competition series. The GOAT is produced by Elan Gale, who used to produce The Bachelor and now produces FBoy Island, and Bill Dixon. I don't know if we totally know what it is. I think it's a search for the greatest reality star of all time. It says 14 will enter, but only one will win the cash prize and America's respect as they claim the coveted GOAT title. Daniel Tosh will host the series. Oh my God, like Tosh.0, Daniel Tosh. He was funny. And production started in Atlanta last month. If I'm looking at this list and I, Sarah Herron, have to pick the GOAT, I gotta go Kristen Doty. Maybe, I mean, Jill was only on Roni for 4 seasons. She did great work. GOAT, she wouldn't even be the GOAT of Housewives, so that wouldn't really be fair to make her the GOAT of reality TV. But also I wonder, like, are they doing like dumb competitions? Because then we're in different words here. The people who are on Big Brother, the people who are on Big Brother and Survivor and Real World in The Challenge are in one bracket of reality TV stars. And the people who are on The Bachelor, Vanderpump, Housewives, Shaws, even FBoy Island, 90 Day Fiance are a different tier of reality stars. Some of them do competitions, some of them don't. I don't think this is neutral playing field. I also just don't think there's one GOAT reality star. And if it is, I don't think they're on this list. I'm going to go on a limb and say that. Either way, good for Tayshia and Joe, I guess, for getting their hats in the ring. A lot of times these shows either only go for one season, so you get your cash, or they become breakout hits and you get to be on like the first one, like the people who are on The Traitors. So should be interesting. I don't know if I'll be tuning in, but who am I to pretend I won't be? I will be. Quick little Bachelor baby boom news. Becca Kufrin is expecting her first child with Thomas Jacobs. Obviously, we watched Becca and Thomas meet on Bachelor in Paradise. They ended up getting engaged. She proposed first, then he proposed. Thomas and Becca, I think, have been one of the most surprising but lovely love stories to come out of The Bachelor in the last couple of years, let alone Bachelor in Paradise. And now she's pregnant. They both have always said they didn't necessarily care about having a traditional wedding or doing too much in that sense. I think they were just excited about having a family and a life together. And in various interviews, I heard Becca say that she wants to have like a party, but doesn't care so much about wedding stuff. So I would imagine they're going to have this child, which is due in September, and then have a wedding after that, because she did say she wanted it to be a big party. And if she wants to drink that, you know, sparkling wine that she sells, I don't think she would be doing that as she's pregnant, but good for Becca and Thomas. Honestly, it's hard not to root for those two. Becca Martinez, also from Ari's season, to the two Beccas, never forget. This one, Becca with a K, is expecting her third child with her longtime partner, Grayson. They already have daughter Ruth and a son, and they got engaged late last year. They've been together for a while. Pretty soon after Ari's season, Becca, after she temporarily went missing, never forget, when her mom like thought she was missing, but she was really at like a weed farm or something. Then she met Grayson, and instead of going on Paradise, she stuck out with him. They got pregnant pretty early into their relationship and are still going strong. Baby number 3. Shout out to Becca. Not technically a pregnancy and still a few weeks old, but I'm still thinking about Dean Ungler talking about how he hasn't ruled out using his brother's sperm to have kids one day. In case you missed it, Dean now does his podcast with Jared, also with Kaylin. They went from Help I Suck at Dating to Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. Dean and Kaylin aren't married yet, but they're planning their wedding. Obviously, Jared is married to Ashley. Ashley's still going strong with Ben, but these three are trying to make a podcast work. I know Kaylin had her own show at one point about like reality TV crime. I think that is gone now, and she's with Dean and Jared. And I don't know if they're just trying to come up with things to talk about, or if Dean says things for shock factor, or if he just believes some of the wild things he says. But he did say He always felt at his core that he had a low sperm count. And despite tests proving otherwise in the last couple of years, he says it's not something he would totally take off the table using his brother's sperm. Kaylin kind of went along with it at first, joking with him. And then once he said that she could always just go into a room with one of his brothers, she shut it down and said, all right, Dean, like, stop talking. So those two, you know, good for them. They're still going strong. Blows my mind sometimes, but I've interviewed them both. They're very nice people. I think, you know, he just gets on a mic and spews out wild things. And now she just is sitting there with him. And instead of stopping him, kind of goes along with it. They get headlines. She's also on her fourth engagement ring because he lost the diamond for the first one. The second one, I think, was just like a temporary ring. And then the third one, I think he got for free. And now they're on a fourth one, something along those lines. Go listen to Hope I Suck at Being Newlywed if you want more accurate breakdown of those. But I can't wait to see the wedding that these two have. I feel like it'll be wild and a lot of different Bachelor people will be in attendance. And that's a new one for me. Caitlin Bristowe has had some good podcasts lately with Gabby and Rachel. She had them on separately. But my biggest takeaway from listening to them is I think that Rachel is definitely going to be in Paradise, Rachel Recchia. And I don't know, she just didn't deny it. She seems to be in an era where she's feeling confident after her breast reduction. I think she's definitely very much healed from the Tino of it all, hasn't found too much success dating yet. Her and Genevieve are like living their best lives. They're definitely going to invite Genevieve back after she was like running the beach last year with Aaron. And that relationship obviously didn't work. I think Aaron Clancy hard launched a new girlfriend. So he won't be back, but I think we are going to see Rachel and Genevieve. And I think they're going to convince Gabby to come too. And I think Gabby and Rachel are going to be able to get a pretty penny after Becca Kufrin led the way for leads back on the beach. So that's my guess after listening to those. Gabby said she still flirts with Vinny Guadagnino from Jersey Shore in the DMs, but they've never really made it work because he lives in New York. She lives in LA. They're home from the Dancing with the Stars tour. She also denied that she was really on a date with Alan, who was the Dancing with the Stars pro that she was seen out with. I'm pretty sure if you look at those source reporting that came out in People Magazine, that was like from Alan's rep. It was very like insidery. So I don't know that for a fact, but maybe she should keep an eye on that. Who was saying that her and Alan were dating. She claimed they were just friends. So Gabby's single, Rachel's single. My prediction this May 3rd is that they are going to end up on the beach this summer. The final news item that's kind of been making news is this Nick Vile feud with the cast of Love is Blind, specifically Danielle and Nick Thompson from season 2 on the show. Danielle and Nick got married after meeting on season 2 of the show about a year later. Year since filming, a couple months after I think everything aired, they filed for divorce. And they have both been very vocal about mental health struggles they had pre-Love is Blind, during Love is Blind, and post-Love is Blind. And Danielle continued to speak out after there was a lawsuit filed against the production company behind Love is Blind with some very serious allegations about the conditions in filming the show and the way that they vetted the contestants and the way that they maybe didn't take, according to this lawsuit, didn't take concerns that contestants raised about their mental health seriously. Nick Thompson has since, I believe, launched some sort of charity, nonprofit effort to raise awareness with mental health in the reality TV community and overall. And Nick Vile, who has started covering Love is Blind pretty regularly on Vile Files, said during a recent episode, blanket statement, I think it's crazy for any of these production companies to cast someone who has said they ever thought about or considered suicide. I would take that stand. If anyone has come forward and said, hey, I was once suicidal, I struggle with some pretty dark mental health, I don't think they're fit for reality TV. I would agree with that. 2 days later, he called these reality stars entitled for speaking out, though, about things that happened based on this lawsuit. He said, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. There's literally nothing special about you when it comes to why you're on the show, other than your willingness to show up and be recorded and be vulnerable and do something as insane as get married in a few weeks. No one made you do this. I think this is just pathetic. I think people are incredibly entitled and are weaponizing words like mental health and things like that. Danielle accused Nick of being disgusting and poking fun at suicide and said he should think twice before making a judgmental joke. Then Nick has spoken out and said he's dubbed that Nick Thompson has called Nick Vile out for doubling down on his horrific take, also calling him pathetic and saying keep defending reality TV production companies for their inhumane cast treatment from your studio and I'll keep doing the right thing. Oof. Danielle spoke to Entertainment Tonight recently and said, when I was experiencing medical stuff in the pods on Love is Blind, there were no doctors. When I was experiencing mental health issues, there were no therapists. You just kind of rely on the producers to make you feel better. In response, Connect Entertainment, who produces Love is Blind, has said the well-being of our participants is paramount importance to Kinetic. We have rigorous protocols in place to care for each person before, during, and after filming. Doesn't really sound like it. I actually think The Bachelor, there's been mental health issues within The Bachelor during, after, post. I think more post during The Bachelor with the edits that they do. But what you can say about The Bachelor, most people at least have experienced that there is a therapist available and some rigorous interviewing. I know at least they have to do STD tests. I know that they do meet with psychologists and have some sort of mental health exam before they are cast on The Bachelor. I don't know if Love is Blind has done as good of a job. It seems maybe both pre, I heard that they don't have to take STD tests, which seems crazy, and post, clearly with some of the stuff Danielle and Nick are citing about what happened when they were filming the show. You know, It's a weird one. There is something to be said for reality TV. It's something you are signing up for. It sounds harsh, but embarking on. But there should be maybe a card to pull. Hey, this isn't working for me. I regret this. Help on staff. Therapists on staff. There was allegations that they like were refused water. That would be nuts. I hope that's not true. If it is, I hope Love is Blind makes some serious changes. I think they've already filmed the new season of the show. It's a wild social experiment to watch. And I obviously enjoy the show and reality TV in general. It's difficult because, you know, the producers do on purpose, you know, put people in uncomfortable positions and push them. And it is a wild thing to choose to sign up for. And you are signing away the rights to the edit. And, you know, there is something to be said for looking at those who went before you and saying, if that happens to me, I know you don't believe it will, but would I be okay with that? Do I have the support system in place to get me through that? But at the same time, there's obviously no reason to treat people not like real people. So, you know, I feel like Nick Vile maybe didn't need to comment on this one, or he could just talk about his perspective, but he wasn't on Love is Blind, so he doesn't know. I wasn't on Love is Blind. I wasn't on The Bachelor. I'm just reading the recaps of what went down, listening myself, and that's what I have to say. Thank you for listening to Here for the Right Reasons. That was your quick little Bachelor rundown in case you aren't reading usmagazine.com or following everyone on Instagram. I will be back in 2 weeks, hopefully with an amazing special guest. And don't forget to like, review, and slide into my DMs if you have questions, comments, or concerns.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.